I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 390, The One Mark of a Good Church. People go, quote-unquote, church shopping, like you'd go from store to store to see where you can find the best deal, the lowest price, for the greatest quality. Now, as a pastor, I've never liked that approach to becoming a part of a congregation. But setting my reservations aside, how would you know if you found one? What would it take to say that's a good church? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Hint, 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 there it is right there. There's the quality you look for, but I'm getting ahead of myself. There are some essentials when it comes to a good church. For example, they have to be about the gospel. They need to preach and teach from God's revealed word. The identity, the truth, and the mission of Jesus must be clear in what they do. Let's say all of that is there. What then would be the one mark of a good church? Let's explore that today. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story or share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask you a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer with you, and close with a challenge for loving God and loving others better today. People check out churches kind of like they shop for a car. They might go online and see the various sites and see what deals are out there, or they might visit several dealerships to see who will best meet their needs. But with the church, what's the most important indicator of a good one? Is it powerful, energetic preaching? Is it moving music? Is it a fantastic kids program, modern lights, a sprawling campus, lots and lots of events and activities? What is it? Well, I would submit that none of those is the best indicator. Neil Cole, in his book Ordinary Hero, Becoming a Disciple Who Makes a Difference, wrote, "Ultimately, each church will be evaluated by only one thing, its disciples. Your church is only as good as her disciples. It does not matter how good your praise, preaching, programs, or property are. If your disciples are passive, needy, consumeristic, and not radically obedient, your church is not good." I wrote "ouch" in the margin beside that little jewel, but I think Neil is right. You can sing all the newest praise choruses, have all the best lights and sound and motion, occupy million-dollar campuses, fill your schedule with events every night of the week, but the true test of a healthy Christian and healthy churches is seen in the lives of the followers of Jesus, as Jesus flows his love and grace and truth and mercy through them every day. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, "Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus lived." There's a boom drop mic sentence for the saint. You say, okay, but what's that look like in life? Well, I'm glad you ask. J.R. Briggs quotes Canadian teaching pastor Bruxy Cavey on the five elements of apprenticeship in the life and way of Jesus. Here are the five elements. Number one, submit to a teacher who teaches you how to follow Jesus. Number two, learn the words of Jesus. Number three, learn the way of Jesus. Number four, imitate the life and character of Jesus. And number five, find and teach other disciples to follow Jesus. Man, there it is. The church's success is not in its buildings, bodies, or bucks. Or to put it another way, it's not in the ABCs, attendance, buildings, and cash. It's in looking, living, and loving like Jesus, so the world wants that too. Here's the great question. If the one mark of a good church is disciples who look like Jesus, how's your church doing? Let's pray this prayer from justdisciple.com. Lord, you are my God. You take priority over everything in my life. I am your disciple, and I will put you first. Lord, help me to leave everything behind for your sake. Help me to hold fast to your truth, your commandments, your desires for my life. You are the most important thing. There's not even a second. You are the only priority in my life. Help me to view everything else only through you as my one priority. Help me to stay grounded in what I know to be true and reject anything that is a lie. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 391. And in the meantime, Briggs quotes Alan Hirsch's process of disciple making this way. It is the irreplaceable and lifelong task of becoming like Jesus by embodying his message. One more time. It is the irreplaceable and lifelong task of becoming like Jesus by embodying his message. Wow. When we do that together, That is the one mark of a good church.